I'd like to alert.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert update. A quick look at what's happening in entertainment.
She'll give you the straight dirt.
On My Talk.
Give it to me live.
A woman showed up at one of the Kardashians' Dash stores with a gun and pointed it at the cashier. She came back later with a machete and was ranting about how the Kardashians will be executed if they go to Cuba. Wow. Okay. Leonardo DiCaprio has had a busy Wednesday. He spent the early evening on Wednesday with a 23-year-old German model named Lorena Ray. And once they parted ways at 8 p.m., he spent the rest of the night with his ex-girlfriend, Toni Garn, who also happens to be a model. Gwen Stefani is releasing her first Christmas album on October 6th. It's called You Make It Feel Like Christmas. And her boyfriend, Blake Shelton, is on the title track, which is out now. On TV this weekend, we have a lot here. Friday, today on Netflix, we have the third season premiere of Fuller House. Ooh, I won't be running home to watch that. Sunday on Fox, we have the 2-hour special Who Shot Biggie and Tupac. And then on Sunday on CBS, we have the series premiere of Star Trek Discovery. It's set 10 years before the original series. But then you're going to have to watch the rest of it on CBS All Access. We also have today on Amazon the 4-season premiere of Transparent. That's the latest dirt. You can find more on our website, mytalk1071.com.
You love it when I give you the dirt.
Dirt Alert updates at the top of every hour. Plus, get extended dirt alerts at 820, 1220, and 520. And now, Jason and Alexis in the morning with producer Don on My Talk, everything entertainment.
Don't you ever read the headlines?
Time for Jason and Alexis in the mornings.
Seven
headlines.
Seven.
At seven.
Your world in 90 seconds.
That's right, Charlie Rose. You have the dirt. Now you're going to give the details in our 7 at 7.
1.
Early voting begins in Hennepin County, and just as people are getting ready to cast those ballots, news comes out. This is several staffers have quit Minneapolis Mayor Betsy Hodges' campaign. Several staffers walked off the job saying they haven't been paid, but a campaign spokesperson says they have never missed a payroll agreement.
2.
Family and friends come together to remember a St. Thomas University student who was killed in a crash. A vigil was held last night for Rhea Patel. She was riding in a car with her boyfriend, Michael Campbell, when he hit a traffic light pole early Sunday morning in Minneapolis.
3.
A West Metro man pleads guilty to mail fraud and money laundering in a Ponzi scheme totaling $1 million. Investors say Jeremy Lundeen took their money and refused to pay when they tried to cash out.
4.
National and international news now. Developing at this hour, Hurricane Maria is expected to strike Turks and Caicos in the Bahamas today. The storm ripped roofs off homes and even carried some homes away. The hurricane is now being blamed for at least 19 deaths across the Caribbean.
5.
Developing overnight, this is crazy, ahead of the 2018 Winter Olympics, France says they may skip the Olympics altogether due to the growing threat from North Korea. Why? Well, the games are being held next year in Seoul, South Korea.
6.
Entertainment news, Jerry Lewis took his long-standing feud with his 6 sons to his grave. According to his will obtained by the new website The Blast, he intentionally excluded all 6 of them. He left his full estate to his widow.
7.
And finally, let's look at what's new at a theater near you. The Kingsman sequel is out today. Your other options include Jake Gyllenhaal in the Boston Marathon bombing movie Stronger and Emma Stone in Battle of the Sexes, which is about the historic tennis match between Billie Jean King and Bobby Riggs.
That's the way it is.
And that is the way that it is, my dear friends, for this Friday, September 22nd, 2017. Good morning, glad tidings, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on My Talk 1071, mytalk1071.com, and we're also on the Podcast One Network. Woo-hoo! I'm Jason Matheson. Joining me every single day when she's not walking around the streets of Shoreview giving away Taco Bell Nachos Bel Grandes for no apparent reason.
Oh.
Ladies
I want to make friends.
Alexis Thompson.
I need friends. Have a taco, burrito. Hola. Good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, Bunny.
Good morning, Don McClain.
Good morning.
It is 7:06. The tradition at the top of our 7 o'clock hour is to raise our glass and take a sip of our refreshing morning beverage. Cheers, everybody.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. Cheers.
Mm. Whoa. Is that in 4K? Whoa. My glass is just popping out from my eyes.
Whatever. Whatever, smart aleck.
I can see every wrinkle and texture of my glass right now.
Somebody funny on our show.
You guys.
Wow, 4K!
Whatever.
Still don't know what it is, Jace.
Right now, 4K stand for.
I mean, what's next? How close do we need to, and how crisp do we need the color and picture to be? Wow. Okay. Some things are good a little blurry, like E.T. I don't even think he wants to be in 4K. Do we ask the alien? No.
I've talked to him, and he does.
No.
Yeah, he does. He does. E.T., do you want to?
E.T. Home.
Yeah, see, he wants to go home. Nope, he doesn't want to. He's had enough of that.
Yeah.
Enough's enough. He wants a mystery about his planet, and he doesn't want you all up in his chin hair.
Okay. Well, yesterday, what she's what Alexis is referring to is yesterday, I was saying that I'm going old school. I'm starting to buy physical Blu-ray discs for movies because I love streaming. Believe me, I have all of my favorite movies on streaming. I like the convenience, but I'm also a tech nerd.
Yes.
And I like movies. Look, if you're going to pay thousands of dollars for one of your fancy flat screen TVs in HD, don't bother buying it if you're not going to watch stuff in HD or 4K. That's really my overall point. You don't even bother buying a flat screen or an HDTV if the stuff you're watching isn't the best, if isn't in HD or isn't. So I'm just, so I'm going back because no matter how good streaming is, physical discs, the look is superior.
It is better.
It is streaming.
I love your statement of,
I know,
I'm going old school and getting the Blu-ray. That is not old school. That was just yesterday.
I mean, meaning buying a Blu-ray right, and not just buying it on streaming.
Just getting the quality. No, yes.
I have an answer.
I know.
I have an answer as to what 4K is.
Oh, good.
All right. I'm not going to get into too technical, but basically it measures the horizontal pixels instead of the vertical pixels of HDTV. And the result is a picture with about 8.3 million pixels, or about four times as many as standard HDTV.
Did you hear that? Four times
that's
as clear,
4K.
Lex.
Yeah. Wow, did we skip 4K. 3 and 2K?
We did, Lex. Don't worry about that.
They just rushed ahead. Maybe we got this technology from aliens. Who knows?
Who knows?
You know, being someone on TV, Jace.
Yes, ma'am.
You want 4K?
I would like to be in SD. I would like to be in standard definition.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. Oh. I don't think everyone's in love with this.
I've heard this from TV personalities because it shows every little bump and feature on your face, every wrinkle, every little dry skin flake.
And that's what they said about HD. This is four times better quality. Oh.
Yeah. So,
oh, no.
So the reason
we need a halo light.
The reason we're bringing this up again is because it was like God was laughing at the two of us because so I went to get my hair's dudes yesterday with Mermaid. Mermaid is what I call my hairstylist. Her real name is Kara, who works at the Great Clips in Medina. She believes in mermaids. So we
mermaids
fight.
Are having a moment, though, Jace, whether they're real or not.
Lex, don't say that. Okay. You just added the last
one. I saw some
one.
At the Renaissance Festival, too, and I thought of Mermaid.
Yeah.
Well, so Mermaid and I scream at each other like bickering brother and sister, and we fight in the salon like we're old Southern women, and then we scream at each other, and I'm like, mermaids aren't real. So I left Mermaid yesterday and I go, I said, okay, Mermaid, I got to go. I got to go to Target because there's a Target next door. So I'm walking around, Lex, and I go by the movie section.
Yeah.
And I don't really need anything. And there in the new releases, like a sign from Jesus himself.
I love how you're bringing God into this. Like, that's all he has to do.
That's all he has to do. Sure, that's right now.
There's no more important things going on.
Uh-oh, no.
Little halo. The angels are surrounding this kiosk.
So all of a sudden, I hear, and I look down.
There's those turkey angels again.
And there's a light shining on a 4K DVD. And it's of E.T. the Extraterrestrial.
Oh, no. that now, turn. Why we this, don't want to see that.
That is
close.
Pretty weird because we just talked about 4K yesterday morning. We know that Alexis hates E.T.
E.T.
I saw him too young.
So I laughed out. I did LOL in the middle all by myself in Target. So, girl, I bought that,
finger.
I bought that 4K DVD, and I got home, and I made Alexis a little video so I that you guys can see. Follow me on Instagram right now, and you can see it. Just search for my name, Jason Matheson. It's my Instagram story. So here, I'll play it for you. This was my message to Alexis. Here we go.
Play. You cracked me up.
So if you listen to the radio show this morning, you'll get why I'm showing you this. It's for Alexis, my co-host. It's the three things she loves the most. A 4K Ultra HD Blu-ray, E.T., and technology. That's right. She loves all of these things. Not really. It's just ironic that this was released this week. Love this movie.
Oh, that's and then I got the Blu-ray. See,
I put hashtag Alexis still has VHS.
Yeah, and, yeah. Do that. That's right. But anyway, proud of it. But how much did you pay for that? How much is 4K technology?
712 is the time. We gotta go.
Oh boy,
it is a little more. Okay, the discs, not all of them. The 4K discs are a little bit more expensive than your normal
Blu-rays.
$40
$40
No.
$30
$60
$30
Don,
I'm sorry. That's a close.
Yeah, right, Don. That's the appropriate response there.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Dang. I can't handle that. $30
What the hell?
Better be Chris.
Calm down, Beyonce.
I know, everybody. I know all of our friends are chiming in.
That's a good meal and a couple of drinks.
Mm-hmm. I know. It's just...
It's okay.
I know. I love it, though.
Yeah, it's one of your favorite movies.
It's one, it's
we make our own choices. You're right.
That's right. It's my favorite movie. 7:13. That and Star Wars. Yeah, okay. E.T.'s my favorite. Okay. E.T.'s the first movie I remember going to a theater and seeing. Yeah, it has a special place in my heart. It is my favorite movie. 7:13 is the time. We'll be back after these messages.
It's like honey, so thick and so sweet. Ain't no curves like her on them downtown streets. Body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand. Doing 15 and 30, I ain't in no hurry. I'ma take it slow, just as fast as I can.
Jason and Alexis in the morning on MyTalk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Everything. Lex is heading to Iceland. I'm Jace with Lex and producer extraordinaire Don McLean. So Lex is leaving on a jet plane tomorrow.
Yep. I'm jealous. I'm to Iceland. Awesome
London.
Trip with Gordon overseas.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We gotta. You know what? We should try to work out where we all three can go, and we'll do our show from there.
Funny.
Right?
Girl, we couldn't even get the bosses to send us to Disney World, let alone.
But thanks for being positive.
Yeah, thanks, Lex.
It's going to happen, guys. I'm telling you. Oh, we're going to make this happen.
I just saw a really cute video that they added to Facebook. It was the Borton Overseas. They had these seals at this fish market, and it was just so cute.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I want to see stuff like that.
Oh, it's they are fun adventures, and this time we're going to go inside a volcano and a glacier.
Oh yeah.
Now Lex, is that a good idea? Now let me stop. You're going inside a volcano. Yep. That doesn't seem like something a human being should do. I don't know, Lex.
It's not an active volcano.
No, it's not.
Okay.
And you're going to see where the elves live?
See. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's another thing. I don't understand. You're going to Elfland?
Okay,
what are you doing?
This is one of the craziest things. So I went to Iceland for the first time last year. And when you land, you have to drive by the Blue Lagoon in order to get to Reykjavik.
Oh, how terrible.
And, oh, I know. It's just horrible, right?
Right.
There's no trees. And, you know, coming from Minnesota, it's a very weird landscape because it's like lava and there's moss on the lava. And what is this? Elf music?
It's elf music.
Oh my gosh, good. Okay. That's, sorry. So we're on our way to Reykjavik.
That up there.
Literally, Lex.
That's magical.
Lex, you're going to crap your pants. I literally Googled elf music.
Yeah, sure. That's why. It's dreamy, isn't it?
Listen, yes.
On the way to Reykjavik, there's, you know, straight roads, and all of a sudden there's this big lava mound in the middle of the road, and they're driving around it.
Okay.
Yeah, they don't actually. I thought, well, why didn't you just bulldoze that down and make it a straight road?
Yeah.
And the guy said, no, we can't do that because there's hidden people living in that lava. And I thought, oh my goodness, I need to know more about this. So yeah, we're gonna. There's a few little surprises for the My Talkers who are going on the trip, yeah. But we are gonna be visiting that little town and learning more about elf life. So you guys wait for my gifts. Oh. I can't wait to find you some fun stuff.
Oh.
We're gonna be making fairy gardens when we come back.
Oh, I love
it. Some elf cookies. Who knows what?
Now, the inner child in me really loves this. I got to be honest. Yeah. I love anything about little fairies or elves and just like,
yes. You're like Renaissance woman.
Yeah, I do.
Yes.
I like, yeah, you're right. You're right. Jason, how do you feel about elves? Ma'am.
And fairies.
I prefer fairies. I prefer fairies.
Oh, man. I like the gnomes, actually.
I speak fluent fairy, actually. Yes. Now my question, and this is always the case with us, with you, with me specifically, and you specifically, you're leaving on a jet plane. Yes. Let's get that. Let me get the timing here. You're leaving tomorrow. What time? Uh-huh. Now, Lex, what time do you think you're going to be in an automobile going to the airport?
4 or 5.
Okay, 4 or 5 p.m. Right?
P.M.
Okay.
Yes.
You know, let's just cut it right in the middle, Lex. Let's say 4:30.
4:30. Okay.
It's 7:23 the day before.
Yeah.
Timpani, please. Has Alexis started packing?
No.
No.
God.
That's my girl.
I'm ramping up, though. I've done laundry. So
okay.
I have a tiny pile that just has my swimming suit and a few
that
things.
Gives you-
Some
that
of my granny panties, you know.
Your swimming suit.
Yeah, for the Blue Lagoon.
Oh.
Yeah, you can't go in there naked. That would be.
Oh, I didn't know you were going in.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. You're gonna. I'm going to bring you guys a mask that's going to change your life.
Okay. Really?
Oh, you're going to bring facial mask. Mud? Volcanic mud?
Yes.
Ooh.
We harvested our own last year, which was probably not, you know,
illegal.
Yeah. Probably, yeah, but I'm going to buy some legit ones this year for you guys.
Are you going to be swimming with the elves? That's a separate area.
They're hidden people, so you don't really actually see them. But I like the idea that they're in the water with us.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, it's such a cool place because the water goes through the power plant, and that's what powers the island.
Mm-hmm.
But then the water, because it's geothermal, and there's just properties in there that help your skin.
Right.
I've
heard
just
all
crazy.
About it.
And then as you're driving around Iceland, it changes a little bit, but there'll be, you see the lava. And then the tectonic plates, you know, like in California, they're actually overcrowding, right? So it's actually getting smaller. They're on top of each other.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in Iceland, they are moving apart about 4 meters every year. So it creates these gaps in the land.
Uh-huh.
And so it looks just like a lava desert, but as you're driving, you look into the little creases down there, and it looks like the Keebler elves' little society down there. There's waterfalls and butterflies and lush, and it's really beautiful.
Goodness.
It's crazy
now
landscape.
They're doing another trip over New Year's, right?
Yes, there's a New Year's Eve trip there. So in Reykjavik, the downtown is really fun too. So the nightlife, the fun, the food.
Oh my
the
goodness.
Hotties.
We gotta go.
The
penis
elves.
Museum.
Yeah. Excuse me?
That's there too, guys. They're in formaldehyde and on like trophy plaques. Crazy.
Okay, we'll be back with more of that.
What was that?
7-1.
Everything.
You come at the king, you best not miss.
Entertainment.
This is my throwback song. It's just like the ones.
What if I just don't care? We all got the same heart, beep, 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 beat, and I'ma take you there.
You do you, do you.
I'll do me,
do me.
I just miss the way we used to sing.
Welcome back, everybody. 7:31, Jason and Alexis in the morning. Coming up next, in the next segment, we have a little TVTRL. What do you love?
You know what? My talkers are so funny on Twitter.
Why?
They're quoting, "I prefer fairies," and putting these gifts of a fairy just like prancing around.
Yeah, Lex is going to the land of elves and fairies. Uh-huh. And, asked me if I what I would like to. I said I prefer fairies.
How do you feel about elves?
Speak fluent fairy.
Kenny was in a bad mood because of the traffic, and now you've made him laugh.
You guys, you really need to podcast the off-air portion of this show.
Oh, yeah, naughty,
I know. You
naughty.
Three are absolutely insane. And I thought we got tawdry down the hall in the afternoons off the air. We're like church-going children compared to you three.
Oh, we are, yeah.
Oh, my word.
Kenny,
I just called you Carrie.
That's okay. That's my name on weekends.
That's right. I heard you, we had to go to a commercial, and I know you have to go to ESPN in a minute, but I heard you chime in right before we had to take a hard break. Kenny came in at the worst possible time in the 6 yes. o'clock hour. We were talking about a guy that I went out with. We're talking about Marilyn Manson in an interview yes. where he, you know, was a little too kinky for some of his past lovers.
Yeah, and the interviewer, he flicked the testicles of the interviewer.
Oh. Yeah. And I said, well, right. as far as being kinky, yep. I always go back to a guy that I dated in 2009 or 2008 that revealed to me that he went to a house in St. Paul, went to hook up with this individual, and the guy wrapped him in saran wrap and put him in a dog kennel for several hours. Oh. And Kenny comes in just as I say just that. and Kenny goes, what? Like, where is that from? And then we had to take a commercial. And I was like, oh, and such unfortunate timing for a commercial
and
break.
And then Kenny came in this break, and he heard Alexis go, and there's a penis museum. And they're all in formaldehyde. And then that's it.
I'm going to quit ESPN. I'm just working this show. It's just this show. This is too much fun.
I forgot, Lex, you did. You did in the segment saying that, and we couldn't.
Oh, it's and a Jason goes, we'll talk about that next.
Yeah. Because my talkers, you don't need to know this, but we don't have a choice. The commercial break at the bottom of the hours, like the 30s, it forces us. B. Arthur is just difficult.
She knows we won't stop talking.
Pretty much.
So we have to go to commercial. So Lex ends. Yeah, she's there's the penis museum, and they're all in formaldehyde. We'll be right back. Yeah.
It's like, bye, friends.
Bye. Where is the penis museum?
Iceland, right in downtown Reykjavik. They have 280 specimens.
And Lex went there, and she said the gift shop is really great, too.
Oh, the postcard you could send your friends.
I'm at the penis museum.
Yeah, guess what, everybody?
Do they have, like, any key fobs in there, or you know what I mean?
Any stress balls?
Yeah. What a fair for you.
Oh, my God.
I better go.
Bye, Kenny.
I'm going to look for
pacifiers for your baby. Whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And then the weirdest thing, though.
And then I said, well, is there, in the break we were talking about, is there a vagina museum? And she's found one.
I Googled it, guys. There's one opening up in London. Yes, it's happening. The
very first vagina museum.
Someday in the near future, it says it's going to be opening, but this was an article back in May.
Oh.
So maybe it already exists there. They think that the
irritable. What's the matter? You got some sand in your vagina?
Ooh, they might have some of that in there, too.
Kenny said it was his apartment.
Yeah. He's like, where's that? I need to go.
He's like, nope, it's my apartment.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, you know what I keep thinking of?
This is going to be great. Yes.
No, but when you said formaldehyde, I always think of that scene from Silence of the Lambs where Hannibal sends Clarice to that storage unit of his former patient and Benjamin Rasbell. And Benjamin Rasbell's head is in a jar of formaldehyde, and Clarice finds it. Remember that scene?
Yes, it's so scary.
She goes in that car. Yeah. Oh, boy. Benjamin Raspel. Yes.
And the chicken bones.
You know, the University of Minnesota is mentioned in Silence of the Lambs. Yeah. Did you guys know a little fun fact?
Really?
Yeah. I remember, but where was it again in the movie?
It's mentioned during the whole thing about Benjamin Raspel because the University of Minnesota is one of the leading sex change back then in 1991. Talked about the number of gender reassignment surgeries that, or no, I shouldn't say gender reassignment, but surgeries that I'm tripping because I don't want to offend anyone.
Right, it's terminology, such a different time now.
Terminology has changed. So I'm asking for forgiveness if I'm not saying the correct surgical term now. Mm. But back in the day, it was just referred to as a sex change operation. So, and the University of Minnesota is mentioned in that conversation in Silence of the Lambs. So, fun fact.
I guess. I've written down for this hour for the podcast. If you want to see,
it
starts with mermaids. I put mermaids, ET and aliens, Iceland, elves, fairies, penis museum, Hannibal Lecter.
That's our show, guys.
That's why our ratings are so good. Good night, everybody. Good night, everybody.
Oh my god.
Oh, and they're trying to figure out why our ratings are so good. I think we just cracked that nut. Yeah. I probably shouldn't say nut in this segment here. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Where are we?
I don't know.
Is this real life? What year is this?
Did we just go to the dentist?
I think we did. My goodness. Ooh. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, wow. Where do we go?
I have no idea. No. Don't forget, everybody, a little reminder, it is the weekend. Lex is going to be taking off on a jet plane. I would really like to see you this weekend. I am going to be at the brand new Chuck and Don's in Alexis's neck of the woods.
Yes.
Unfortunately, Lex won't be around. I would love to see you. But Lex, can you tell everyone, because you're better at directions around there than I am.
Yeah.
Where the hell am I going?
Okay. Yep. Okay. So you want to take 694 to Rice Street. Head north.
Okay.
And then off 96 and Hodgson, because Rice turns into Hodgson Road. It's right there in the little strip mall by North Oaks. The new Kowalski's is across the street. There's a Vaughn's meat market there. Vaughn Hansen.
Yeah.
And then there's a Brugger's Bagels on the other side. So it's in that cool little strip mall there. And that'll
beautiful.
Be fun. 4 to 6, Katie Keenan will be doing her show. And you'll be there too, because... Bring your animal in costume, right?
I'm judging a pet costume contest.
Oh, cool.
Awesome. Yeah, and I'll be there from 4 to 6, and this is no joke, people, because everyone that has pets or dogs, let me rephrase that, dogs, you know how expensive it is.
Yes.
The grand prize for the costume contest?
Oh, yeah.
A year's worth of dog or cat food from Nutrisource.
Whoa, that's awesome.
I mean, that is, I feel the pressure now. I just reread that. I need to read my emails more clearly. That's a heck of a prize. So dress up your dog. I'm going to actually
dress up.
She doesn't know this yet, but B. Arthur's coming with me. I'm going to dress her up.
Oh, God.
I'm dressing B. Arthur up.
You might need a harness, though.
Yeah, no, I have a bungee cord for B. She gets a little.
What is she going to be? A witch?
No, that no, that's not her costume. That's every day. That's no, I'm dressing her.
As a fairy?
She should be a fairy, yeah.
No, I'm giving her tentacles. We're dressing her up as Ursula from
Ursula. You know what? She is one of the most underrated villains in a Disney film.
Yeah.
And Ursula is awesome. She's probably my favorite.
Yeah, she's. I think she's my husband's favorite. Colin loves her, I think.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, so come see me.
Yeah, I'll get some tentacles from B. So come see us, Chuck and Don's, the North Oaks Grand Opening, 4 to 6 this Sunday. Sunday, people, Sunday. And please, I mean, I'm going to be judging this. A year's worth of food.
Oh,
that's
great.
Big time.
Yeah. Oh, and the Pure Vita, the Nutrisource food is so good. Your dogs will love you even more.
Yeah. And you can see B. Arthur dressed up as Ursula. 7:41. I'm so freaking fired today. 7:41.
She's going to take your voice. Uh-oh.
She does most days. 7:41.
It just gets worse.
Figuratively, she takes my voice. 7:40. I'm so fired. 7:41. Crap, and I haven't signed my new contract yet. I'm really screwed. 7:41. We'll be right back.
Want to be part of Project Down and Dirty Zookeeper and raise money for some awesome animal charities? Tuesday morning at 9, tickets go on sale for the Talk to the Animals Gala and the Project Down and Dirty Reunion Show. Use my talk keyword zoo.
Welcome back, everybody. 7:47, the time, not the plane. Jason and Alexis in the morning, live on my Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. You know, all kidding aside, you heard Lex say in that commercial there in one of her ads that she hopes that you laugh with us. And you heard us joke in the last segment about, I was making a joke about, obviously, the success to our show is talking about penis museums. But we haven't said this in a while. And you don't usually hear people say something like this on the radio. But the three of us really do want to say thank you because we continue to be blessed with really good responses to our show and really, really good ratings for the station and our show specifically. So thank you. You know, we don't, you know.
You are the best.
You really are the best. And it really, I'm not joking. And I know Lex feels the same way. And I know Dawn does too. The fact that you respond in such great numbers and means a great deal. And especially for Lex and I, that, you know, we were around here. Lex has been around almost since the beginning. And I came in about 10 years ago, 11 years ago. Mm-hmm. And so we've been through, you know, ratings where it seems like there's 7 people listening. So
and a donkey, I think, maybe.
And 2 donkeys, Lex.
Sorry. 2 donkeys. Yep.
So I say that because we really, it's like when you have no friends, like if you're, you know, I always make this reference. Growing up, you know, I was picked on. And so I'm really appreciative of having people in my life. So Lex and I are really appreciative of the fact that people are really responding in big numbers to our shows, to all of us on My Talk 107.1. But obviously we can only speak for ourselves. So thank you very much is what I'm trying to say. Really, really thank you. We appreciate it. And it means a great deal that you dig what we do most days. So thank you.
Yeah.
most days. Yeah. 7:49. Okay, roll down your windows, everybody. It's 90 degrees. You can do that today.
Is it already 90 out?
It's going to be 92.
Girl, I'm not kidding.
I know 92. It's going to be, but whoa.
And then the heat index is going to feel like 95 to 100.
Dang, yeah. Gina.
The first day of fall is today, by the way.
Usually we're closing. We're usually closing the flaps on Alexis's granny panties today, but we can't do that today.
Weird.
We're gonna have to wait till you get back from Elfland.
Probably. So, yeah, we're gonna have to open them up wider. Wow. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, 745.
Welcome to TVTRL, Television Totally Request.
Okay, I'm sorry. I can't even go on. No, I can't. What is wrong with us today? What the hell is wrong with us today?
Out of those granny panties.
Lex just said on the radio, I think we're going to have to open my underpants wider.
Open up wider.
Just remove them completely.
Oh. Welcome to TVTRL, Television Totally Request Live, with Jason Lex. Here's Jace.
Oh, man. Oh, my goodness. What is wrong with us? It is TV. I'm loving it. TVTRL, we're playing your favorite TV themes from yesterday and today. Okay, let's start with something that's making news. Did you hear that the house in Chicago that was the setting for Family Matters on TGIF, it's being demolished, everybody. A piece of your childhood, if you're a 90s kid listening, it's getting ready to be demolished. Mm. So in honor of that, ladies and gentlemen, it's Family Matters.
It's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page. And love and tradition of the grand design, some people say, is even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls, 'cause all I see is a tower of dreams, real love bursting out of every scene.
That's a good one. That's so 90s, isn't it? I mean, that's like Step by Step sounded like that, and Full House. It just had all of those shows had a very distinctive look, sound to their theme song. So
love Urkel? And then when he turned into Stefan, remember that?
I don't remember. See that this is the best example of where your generation and ours, because Dawn's the same age, are kind of split, I think. You were right on the wave of being the perfect age for TGIF, and Dawn and I just missed it. Mm. We were just a little too old to be in the sweet spot for those shows. Oh, but, man. Yeah.
Loved Urkel.
That episode.
And I do that.
And he got attractive. He's an attractive older man, too. Oh,
yes, he is. Attractive. When he was Stefan, we were like, wait a second.
Well, who's there?
Say what?
Here's another one of Alexis's favorites. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Reading Rainbow.
Butterfly in the sky, I can go twice as high. Take a look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow. I can go anywhere. Friends to know and ways to grow, a reading rainbow. A reading rainbow.
A reading rainbow.
A reading rainbow.
A reading rainbow.
A reading rainbow.
There we go. That's a good one. Mm-hmm. That's just for you, Lex. Just since you're leaving to Elfland.
Yep.
You're leaving on a jet plane to Elfland and Fairyland. This is a request. Let's see here. This comes in from Tamers, 1988 on Twitter. She would like Fraggle Rock. Here we go, everybody. Oh, if I can play it there. It's not playing.
You have to select it, Jace.
Oh, thank you, Lex, for helping me. There we go.
There you go.
We'll be right back.
That's a good one.
Yes.
And it's coming back. Remember? We had news it's coming back.
That's true.
It was one of the first shows that I remember watching on HBO. It was a big darn deal in the 80s to get HBO. And my mom and my dad got it for like a couple of months.
You were that kid on the block.
Ooh, see, I could only watch it at other friends' houses when I spent the night. Fun.
It was a big deal.
I barely had TV as a child, so. Oh, there's that.
Still.
Way to bring power down.
So I have a stick and a tablet I pretend is an iPad.
Yeah.
I had to go outside and play with bugs. I didn't have TV.
I was mixing dirt in the backyard. I was playing a witch.
I talked to a tree because it's my only friend. We'll be right back, everybody.
My Talk 107.1. Everything.
Well, for starters, you have to purify yourself in the waters of Lake Minnetonka.
Entertainment.